Hola, mi amigos. Yo te llamo Cheryl y yo soy un abuelito magnífico. One of the things that I liked about Guatemala, I found out all that Spanish I learned years ago. You think you forget everything in school? I could read most of the signs, and by the end of the trip, I was even ordering off the menu in Spanish. So I thought was excited about that. But my perception of Guatemala is so much different than everyone else's. I spent 30 hours, sick as can be, and I spent 20 hours of that 30 hours praying that God would just let me die, and found out that the kids were praying that I would get well. Graciously, God answered their prayer instead of mine. But it was, you know, so I just realized, you know, my view of things are a little bit different than others because of that. On the day that I got sick, we got on the bus. We had been at several schools, and we got on the bus, and Billy got on the bus and said, "Man, I could just feel the Holy Spirit moving there." And I looked at him and thought, "Really?" Billy was always in the front where they were preaching and the kids were putting on their program. That particular school, I was at the back where the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders came in late with walking sticks, and they spent the whole time that we were there talking to each other and moving around like little pigs, you know, and I had not particularly felt the Holy Spirit moving there. But I did see, even at that particular school, some of the younger kids wanting to go forward when they gave the invitation, and the kids, the teacher took their hands and led them up to the front to make their decisions. And I even then the thought was, I wonder where I taught school if I would have ever seen a teacher do that. And you know, that kind of impressed me. But when I got halfway well and I started thinking about it, and I thought, Billy's impressions are a lot different than mine. So, and then I thought, well, my whole experience is different than Billy's because I've been to foreign countries. I've seen markets like that. I've seen abject poverty. I've even seen their meat markets, which is not really appetizing. And so, you know, that wasn't a big shock to me, but one of the things that really surprised me was Shane, after we did our witnessing stint on that Sunday morning, he took us to the Catholic Church, and we went into the church. It was built in like the 1600s. It's a beautiful church, and they have some absolutely gorgeous statues and stuff in them. Some of them, I think, are actually overlaid with real gold. And when we came out of the church, Shane made the comment that it was the habit of the conquistadores to build their churches on religious sites of the natives. So where we were standing had been a Mayan temple, and the Spanish had built upon it. And then that particular day, we did not get to witness it, but Shane said that some Sundays there are the Catholic masses going on, and in the very front of the church, the Mayans are having their own religious ceremony, and they, after all, they figure it's their religious site, and was their site first. Well, first off, it was a little bit of a shock to me to realize that anybody's practicing the Mayan religion anymore. And so that kind of opened my eyes. And a couple days after that, they took us up into the mountains, and it was gorgeous. I mean, Guatemala is a gorgeous country. But they took us up in the mountains, and we got to go to the Mayan, it was probably a minor Mayan temple. And when we got there, there was old time trees. I mean, they were old, and the atmosphere was different. You can, when you got up there, and we walked for quite a while, and we came across the ruins of the Mayan temple, of the small Mayan temple. And as I was walking out to the main building, the main room, I realized my feet were getting hot, and I looked down, and it was burned, charred earth. They're still practicing. Somebody had just sacrificed there. And we looked around, and the kids can tell you, too, that we looked around, and there were people that there were sacrifices of chicken and chocolate, and I don't know what all. The kids could tell you more than we could. But they, you know, they were still sacrificing to these Mayan gods that I didn't even think anybody looked at anymore. And we, when we got to the building, we had a gentleman, an older gentleman, came over and told us about that temple. And we could see in the distance there was some sort of Mayan ceremony going on. We think it was a Mayan wedding, but we weren't sure. So that was, then a little later, Shane was telling us that it's part of their religion, and the kids could probably, I wasn't paying much attention. Nick will tell you I do that a lot, you know, but something about in their religion, either the people came out of caves in the inner earth, or the gods came out of the inner earth, and so the caves are really important. So Shane was going to show us, because this temple was built on top of a cave area, and he was going to show us this, and it was very, the more agile ones, obviously not the old ladies, went down to the caves and to see, I'm not quite sure what they saw, but we wanted to see, the few of us that were still up on the hill, wanted to see what was, if we could see our little group going down there. So we climbed up farther on the hill, and as we were going down up there on the hill, you could hear chanting. And I thought, oh, you know, what's going on? And we climbed up a little higher, and we could see a group of people worshiping, pagan worshiping. I'm being the cowardly kind, I didn't go over and intrude. But, you know, they're actually up there worshiping. We saw people coming up that same mountain with their chickens to sacrifice, or their chocolate to sacrifice to these gods. So they were actually believing in these pagan gods that we just kind of talk about, and they're practicing their faith. Well, a little later, we were witnessing somewhere, and I realized the Guatemalans we were talking to were very attentive. And Shane made the comment, and this again stuck with me, that the Guatemalans truly believe in a higher power or a higher God. And they always listened politely to us. Most of them did not turn around, but they listened politely to us. And in the time that we had been there, one of the places that the young boy that was witnessing with our group had, he talked to a merchant who was listening politely, and I, at that time, I noticed there were three young boys dressed all in black, and they heard this boy, to our young man, talking, and he was, two of the boys, after a little while, they lost attention, but one of the boys was so totally mesmerized, and he didn't make a decision that day, but he took all the literature we would hand him. He was very, very, he was much more interested than the merchant, but the merchant never stopped the young man that was witnessing. We were supposed to be praying, but I since have continued to pray that that young man that was listening to or the testimony has made a decision for Lord. But I will tell you that probably this experience, in one respect, I realized Americans, a lot of Americans, when we testify to Americans, they don't believe there's a higher power or there might be a God up there in heaven, you know. And I can't imagine that there's a lot of places I could go, particularly to the mall or somewhere, walking in and I don't think you'd have close to 90% of the people stop and listening to my testimony. But there, we almost always did. No matter how bad our Spanish, no matter how chopped up it was, they were always interested. So I have changed my prayer. Not only am I praying for that young man to be saved, but I am praying that our country learns to listen and realize there is a higher power so that we can witness to them. I've also learned that it didn't work like the conquistadores did it. It didn't work imposing their religion on top of the pagan religion. There's still many, many, many Mayans apparently that have practiced the Mayan religion. But we had kids, we met kids, we met adults that have totally turned around and totally become Christians because not because they were made to do it, but because they wanted to do it and the Holy Spirit was working. So as I said, my experience in Guatemala was a little different than some of the others, but it is a gorgeous country, and the people that we met in the town we were in were absolutely marvelous and were so patient and kind. Now, we were told, and if we had made it to Guatemala City, that they have gangs and terror groups there, but we did not. I didn't encounter them. I don't know. I didn't even get to go to their soccer game that they played, so I didn't even see any of that, you know. But it's just they had a lot of things that were called signs that said meant dangerous curve, and when they mean dangerous curve, they mean hairpin curve, and that's kind of where they are in their religious walk. They're at a dangerous curve, and if Christian evangelicals can go there and witness, you might help them continue going up the mountain.